is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Mike, what's up, man? How can we help you?
I just met a girl off Tinder. I just got on Tinder, by the way. So this is like never been on Tinder. It's amazing. I don't know if anybody has ever tried it. But
I have.
I met this girl. We went out. We had a great time. We went back to my place. We hooked up. And I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm starting to get ghosted. It's been a few days, and I've not heard back from her. And I figure this is the next best thing to do.
Okay, so what happened on that date? Did anything weird happen that you think would make her not want to see you again?
I mean, nothing really comes to mind. You know, she just has like a really great personality. She was just really cool with everything that we were doing. You know, just went out for like, you know, our date was just, we just went out for drinks and just like walked around a little bit.
All right. Well, we're going to call her. Maybe she'll be like, oh my God, I've been dying. I lost his number or something like that. Or maybe it'll be...
I mean, I was thinking that.
Okay. Mom will be like, oh, this ass...
Yep. Might be that, too. Just prepare yourself for the good and the bad.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Gina?
Yeah, this is Gina.
Gina, this is Hot 96.9 calling you, the radio station. We're the Get Up Crew. Can we... I know it's weird. I know it's weird. Okay. But can we ask you something really quick?
You're from the radio and you're calling me?
Yes, but it's for a good thing. I want you to think of what you think would constitute the ultimate date, all right? Just have that in your head. We have your chance to do whatever it is you want for the ultimate date, and we'll pay for the entire thing if you go out with a guy who contacted us about you. And you know who he is. You
okay.
Know, okay?
I know who he is.
You ready for this one?
I guess.
All right, you already went out with him once. His name is Mike.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Mike, who you met on Tinder.
Yeah, no, I know Mike. And I know where I met him. Yeah, that's not going to happen. That is not an ultimate date. No, I'm sorry.
Wow. Can you tell us why not? Because we spoke to him and he sounded like, you know, you guys were on the same page about having a great date and possibly seeing each other again.
I mean, it's just, it was just a really embarrassing, awkward date. I mean, I don't know how to put this. It started out well. Ended up back at his place. Mm-hmm. We hooked up. But when we got back there, he was telling me I had to keep it down because he had roommates, and so he had to be quiet. And the next morning, I got up and I was, you know, I mean, the morning after, kind of half naked. So I'm about to go to use the bathroom and I met one of his roommates.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
And it was his mom.
Whoa!
Wait.
What?
Yeah, he lives with his parents. Those are his roommates.
Oh. He lives with his parents.
Stop. And you're half naked in front of his mother.
Yeah, how the hell is he? Hold on. Okay, well, listen, Gina, Mike is on the phone. Oh, I think still. Mike, are you there?
I know exactly what he's going to say, too.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Mike, since when does living with your parents constitute them being your roommates?
I mean, I pay rent. I pay, you know, cable. I chip in for the groceries, like... How are they not my roommates?
Okay. That actually is better than what I thought. Because most guys, if that's the truth, they'll say, no, my parents live with me. It's my house. Yeah. They're staying with me. So he didn't say that.
No, it's definitely their house. But I mean, like I said, I pay some bills. Not every month, but you know, I pay more than I don't pay.
Right. You're so not helping yourself out.
He's
right
honest.
Now. So, okay, you live with your parents, and because I'm sure that it was something where they were like, listen, if you're going to still be here mooching off of us, you got to at least pay for something. That's what makes them your roommates?
Yeah, they're my roommates. Like, I mean, if you have a roommate and you live with your friend, you still call him your roommate. Not like I live with my friend.
Do you want to stay living with them, or are you? Is this a transition period? Are you trying to get out?
I mean, I really like can't complain. I mean, there's food on the table every night. My laundry is perfectly folded for me every day. I mean, I don't see what the problem with living with your parents is.
You're going nowhere. Yeah.
Well, not your parents, your roommate.
I got to be honest. That sounds like
heaven to me.
I can't argue that. I mean, unfortunately, as much as that makes sense, and I think everyone would love that, it just doesn't sound appealing to a female. Or does it, Gina?
Oh, it does not. I mean, the worst part is when we were having sex, we got loud, and there's no way they didn't hear us. It was so awkward.
Okay, so anyway, Gina, now you understand Mike's situation. Would you like to give him a second date? You know, maybe you guys could discuss this whole thing. Maybe you could stay at your place every now and then. I mean, I don't know.
No, I'm good. I mean, Mike, you live with your parents. It's time to grow up, dude. If you want to bring a girl home, have your own place.
I'm perfectly fine, living where I do, and I'm sure that I can find a girl that also likes my living situation, so I appreciate you saying that, but whatever.
You are going to be single for the rest of your life.